little fight is over, valiant Monmouth must away, while his enemies did follow his sweet person to betray. If we had but ammunition, we had surely won the field, but we were in weak condition, and was forced at last to yield. Some says Monmouth he was taken, in a field a picking peas. Some says in a ditch a sleeping, there were such reports as these. Raise it merely to degrade him of his royal dignity, but let those that did upbraid him rush for such like villainy. Some the more to blast his glory, as the naked truth I say, straight we frame another story, saying in a cock of hay, he through fear was forced to build until they did his honour trace, but his famous warlike gilding escaped with his most royal grace. Some has called brave Monmouth coward, but they were his enemies. When a soldier's overpowered, they can this and more devise. But their words I never heeded, though they knit their brows and frown. His stout valour far exceeded those which strove to run him down. Now when we were clearly routed, I ran to a pleasant grove, where some of our men were scouted with that soldier whom we love, who declared to give them battle when he could his strength renew. Drums and cannons they should rattle for to give his foes their due. Now we must away to Holland, where we shall be safe, I'm sure, and my soldiers that will follow, they with me shall be secure. They shall surely lack for nothing while in Holland we remain, and will be in better order when we do return again. How they draw and hand my soldiers, which doth grieve my heart full sore, all the bloody books of martyrs never showed the like before. Nay, they cut him into quarters, and their hearts and bowels did burn. Likewise boiled their limbs in cauldrons, I at this in tears have mourned. Sure the very Turk or Tartar could not act more cruelty, yet like lambs they took their slaughter when they were condemned to die. Though it filled the world with wonder what they did intend or mean, mothers' hearts did break in sunder to behold this bloody scene. How their actions does alarm me to behold their fatal bane, while I'll have another army for to fight my foes again. Warlike cannons they shall rattle like a hero of renown. I myself will front the battle for to run the Romans down. I will find a proper season for to pull down popery, since it is no more than reason that my proudest foe shall see. Though at present I may linger, foes shall see my armor shine, nay, and tremble at my anger when I accomplish my design. He no sooner this had spoken, but they straightways him secured. Christian hearts were almost broken to behold what he endured. Bloody was his execution from the hand of cruelty. 'Twas the papist's resolution he should fall most fatally.